Greetings, lovely listeners. This story takes place in the year 2005, when I was just 26 years old and completely unaware of my abilities. In fact, I didn't believe in ghosts and spirits. I didn't believe in haunted places. I thought when we passed, if we had an existence, we went to heaven. I was a Sunday service Catholic churchgoer. But even though I'd never experienced anything unexplainable, I loved to be around it. I loved Halloween. I loved ghost stories. I loved reading scary books. I loved the paranormal. I loved the TV shows that dealt with it. So even though I didn't believe in it, I was drawn to it. Which explains why, when my husband and I, in 2005, decided to take a trip, a road trip, to see his relatives in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I pegged in and penciled in and booked a night to stay in the town of Eureka Springs at supposedly America's most haunted hotel, the Crescent. And our journey began in March. To go see his family and stay at this hotel. So the family visit was fun. It was nice. But then came what I was really on pins and needles about, and that was staying at the Crescent. So hubby and I got in our car, left his family, and we proceeded to drive to Eureka Springs. The drive to Eureka Springs is very interesting. You go up in elevation, up this mountain, and you're on this winding road where, mind you, there's not a lot of guardrails preventing your car from falling off the cliff when you're driving. But as you drive these winding turns, you start to become enchanted because you notice that while there's a mountain cliff drop-off on one side of the road, on the other side, there's charm and history and these little gingerbread looking houses and architecture with the buildings that you start to notice. Eureka Springs is quaint, small town, used to be known for its springs that held magical healing powers, right? And people would go stay at the Crescent and they would indulge in these springs. So we were immersing into the charm of Eureka Springs, winding up this, you know, road as we drove closer and closer to the top of the hill or mountain where Eureka Springs was. And as we got closer and closer to the top, I'll never forget the first time that I saw the Crescent Hotel. At the top, like the Crescent Hotel is at the top of this mountain. She is a sight to behold. She is this old, historic, magnificent space that really just conquers with her energy this mountain, this town of Eureka Springs. So we kept going and going and winding up these roads, and the roads turned to cobblestone and narrow, and we finally parked our car and got out and walked up to enter the Crescent. I'll never forget, as a 26-year-old, not even understanding how the clairs worked or our senses, I'll never forget walking into the lobby of that hotel and feeling, which I didn't even realize I was receiving energy, but just feeling the presence of the lobby with its dark wood everywhere, the floors, the walls, the mantle, the check-in desk, the old mail slots behind the check-in desk, the wood and the power that I was feeling, and the heaviness or thickness and change in that energetic atmosphere. It almost felt like it was heavy to breathe for me. I didn't know it at the time, but my psychic senses were completely open and I was receiving on the past, the happenings that had occurred in that hotel historically. And it felt very stifling, to be honest. But hubby and I, you know, I kind of let it go, and hubby and I went to get into the checkout line or check-in line for our room. And I'll never forget, there was this family of four that was checking in before us. And as they were finishing up and the front desk person handed them their room keys, they were ecstatic because they had just landed the room for the night that was the supposedly most haunted room. The kids were excited. They were maybe 13 or younger. The mom and dad couldn't wait to get to their room and hopefully get in on the ghost action and have some sort of unexplainable experience. Now, as we listened to this family express this excitement, my husband looked at me and said, "Darn it, we just missed that room. We could have requested it." And I remember I looked at him, my husband Saul, and I said, I don't want to stay in that room. I'm okay. I don't know if I'd want to stay in that room. Now, mind you, I was scared. Looking back, I was scared to stay in that room, even though I'd never had an encounter, right? I didn't believe in any of this. I still didn't want to stay in that hotel room. Interesting, isn't it, listeners? Because I think looking back, I see the clarity of how in tune I was with energy and how maybe even though my mind wasn't aware, I was hesitant to go into that space, into that energetic awareness, with that hesitation to stay into that room. I was more in tune than I thought, is my point, to energy in general. And my mind was like, absolutely not. We're not going to stay in that room. But we checked in. We got another room. No, it wasn't by the scary, spooky, haunted room. It wasn't by anything in particular. But it's very important to note, listeners, that our room was on the edge. It was on the side of the hotel that backed up to the cliff where there was no roads, no outside chatter. It was just nature and the trees and a drop off. So this story is really interesting because of what occurred in our hotel room that night. We only stayed one night. So I remember hubby and I, we went to our room, we checked in, we left, we explored the town, we had a delicious dinner, and we came back to the hotel, got into our bedroom, got ready for the night, and fell asleep. And at 3 a.m.-ish, like right around that time, I awoke in my bed. I don't know what woke me up. There was no outside noise, no people talking, none that I heard when I woke up. But what I saw when I woke up, I'll never forget to this day because it was unexplainable. When I awoke suddenly at 3 a.m. in our room, my attention was drawn right away to our window. And at the top of the window, which there were curtains, but there was a little bit of room at the top of the window where the curtains didn't cover. There was about an inch where I could see that glass of that window and light could shine through. My attention was drawn there because at the very far top left of the window, which was about 7 to 8 feet wide, there was this bright, magnificent, beautiful, perfect ball of white light. And it was slowly moving. I froze in my bed. My eyes were glued to the light. It was about 4 to 6 inches wide, perfectly round. And the way it was moving was so mechanical. Like a human hand could not replicate moving a light that perfectly with the speed. It was almost like this perfect floating at the same pace, not changing shape way. And it was moving just along perfectly that window crack where the curtains didn't cover. It was like it was probing the room, peeking in. I remember I was mesmerized by this light. And I think what I received in those moments, now looking back, being the sensitive I am now, was a knowing it was not human, was an awareness of its peace and etherealness, and that it was nothing that humans could create, okay? It was not a headlight. It was not a flashlight. It was high up on a cliff right by our window, moving at this almost like haunting pace. And in these first 3 to 5 seconds when I was staring at it, I was processing all this. And by the time it had made itself to the middle of the window, moving along that seam, I freaked out and woke my husband up. I knew I had to get him to see it. And my husband, in a split second, was awake because I was tapping, I was kind of slapping his shoulder, wake up, wake up. And I said, look, look at the window. And my husband, he froze and he said, what is that? And I said, I don't know. And so both of us watched this ball of light continue to be perfect, floating across the seam of our window. I swear it was looking in at us. I swear. I knew, I felt, looking back now, being watched. It was like curious. I also feel it was more of a gentle feminine presence. But if you ask my husband today how he felt looking at that light, he'll tell you it freaked him out because he, like me, had never encountered anything unexplainable like this with the physical eyes. And so both of us froze and we watched this light continue to move closer and closer to the edge of the window on the right. And then as it met that wall to stop where the window ended, right? It just kind of went away and vanished. And I said, what was that? I said, what? He says, I don't know. And we kind of were like scaredy cats. Like we had pins and needles. Our hair was standing up. We had that kind of energetic, freaky response, right? Like, I'm scared. That was unexplainable. Now he fell asleep pretty much after that. You know, we decided we didn't know what it was, but I stayed up a bit and I did what I thought was always normal. And I went in my mind and then I was scared. And then I kind of created this story of like people being in my bathroom in the hotel, looking in the mirror. I got up and I shut the bathroom door because I could look right into the bathroom at the edge of the bed, very small rooms in this hotel. And I didn't like being able to see into the bathroom. I remember that. You know, I was a psychic that didn't know it, that was receiving and untrained about maybe this orb, if you want to call it, that then went on to be in our room, in our bathroom. And I just didn't want to stay in that space in my mind. So I shut my bathroom door. I got back into bed and I just fell asleep. I curled up closer to my husband and I fell asleep because, you know, I wouldn't say I thought that experience, that light was anything threatening. It was kind of spooky because it was unexplainable. The movement was ethereal. It was inhumanly perfect. It was peeking in our window. There's no way being on our floor level, not having any roads, that light could have been that bright up on the seam of our room. It moved right on that window space, peeking in at us. And I, you know, listeners, I wish I could go back and just kind of communicate the way I know how to now with spirit. And the spirit was obviously knew that I was reaching and open, even though I didn't know it, but just coming up to say hi. Hell, maybe the spirit was trying to tell me, hey, you can do this. Talk to the spirits. Come on. I don't know. There's probably many reasons that unfolded, but of course, we woke up the next morning talking about it, and we went to the front desk to fill them in. And they said, well, even though you're not in the haunted room, or the rooms that get activity, there's activity always at the hotel. And people see those white lights like that in their rooms. And they're just the people that love to stay close to the hotel that once were. They called them ghosts. I thought it was very much a consciousness moving, coming to be known to me. So an earth connected spirit that loved the hotel. And the front desk person told us the story, of course, of the woman who had been wronged or was a lost, or some sort of falling story to her. You know, Google it, the Crescent Hotel ghost stories. I tend to think it was more the young lady ghost because of the way the orb felt to me, that ball of light, feminine, gentle, loving, ethereal, curious. But I don't know, because I wish I would have been what I was then, that which I am now, if that makes sense. A great encounter at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs. If you can ever go, go. It is located in the state of Arkansas in the U.S. Quite an experience there, listeners. May it bring you some goosebumps and tingles today on this Halloween of 2025. Be sure to catch my next episode when I share with you what I experienced on my return just this year, 20 years later, to the Crescent Hotel. And of course, the month of March, what are the odds? And dare I say, my experience this past March, being what I am now, was very different. Until then.